tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And I hope wherever in the world you are watching from, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep you and your family in the best of health and iman. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss virtues of patience. Subhanallah, to observe patience is a great virtue. And before that, let's first recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned patience more than 70 times in the glorious Quran. And numerous ranks and virtues have been attributed to it. Moreover, Allah Azza wa Jal has promised to be with the patient ones. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Wasbiru inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. And be patient. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. Furthermore, it's been mentioned in the glorious Quran that patience is the cause of gaining closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal, leadership in religion, the best and uncountable reward, help from Allah Azza wa Jal, and the blessings of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The importance of patience has been mentioned in the glorious ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to some of those beautiful ahadith. In one hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, if the person who has been persecuted endures it patiently, then Allah azza wa jal will enhance his respect. Subhanallah. And Allah azza wa jal says, I have nothing to give but paradise as a reward to my believer who remains patient if I take from him the thing of this world dearest to him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Nowadays, we have distanced ourselves from patience. Maybe this is the reason why a large number of people are suffering from deadly diseases such as mental stress, depression, diabetes, blood pressure. We should remember that even the so-called wise men fall short of common sense when they get impatient. Yes. Today, our society is heading towards destruction due to being impatient in our worldly and religious affairs. Fights are prevalent and people harbor grudge and enmity. Their sleeves are rolled up and they are always ready to fight. I mean, the fighting and using vulgar words, all of that, it happens because of not having patience. If somebody wants to pick up a fight with you, all right, come fight me. Then if we are patient, then we'll calm down. We will not take it upon our ego and we'll remain patient. And therefore this fight will end. But if we are not patient, then we will get all worked up, we'll be provoked, right? And then next thing we know, we are up in arms. So this is not something that we should give up, the wealth and the virtues of patience. Patience is that virtue, subhanallah, that can avert so many calamities, so many problems in our lives, if we observe patience. For example, let's say somebody is swearing at you. The natural response would be that you will be provoked and you will want to lash out on him. But it will be only for that moment, instant gratification. And those who have patience, they don't go for instant gratification. Those who have patience, they will observe patience over the hardships of the dunya, because they have their eyes on the reward that is awaiting them in paradise. Subhanallah. That's what patience means. If we give up patience and are tempted, provoked by someone's threats, and if we utter those vulgar words, it will give us that momentary pleasure, which won't even last more than a second. After that, we will hold our head, we will think what we have done. And that happens because of not having patience. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes we need to bite the bitter pill in order to take care of our relationships that we are going to destroy because of not having patience in the moment. And if we do have patience, then inshallah, in the long run, it will benefit us. It will give you peace of mind. He who does not have patience has no peace. Therefore, if we want peace, then it comes with a price of learning to be patient, learning to keep quiet sometimes, learning to swallow our pride and ego. Yes, and this is the virtue of patience. When we are afflicted with calamities, with hardships, with troubles, what is our initial response? We go into a frenzy and start losing our senses. But if we are habitual of observing patience, then when the calamity strikes, we are patient. Inshallah, it is a trouble, it is a hardship. Recognize this for what it is, and then look for a way out. With a calm head, Allahu Akbar. That is the quality of leadership. Because you are not taken over by the hardships or troubles or the calamities, but rather you are still in control if you have patience. If you lose the patience, then you are at the mercy of circumstances. So patience is that built-in response that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within us. All we need to do is activate it. Activate it at the time of trouble, at the time of difficulties, at the time of hardships. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, that as-sabru inda sadamatil ula. That sabr, patience, is at the first strike of the calamity. That is when we are tested whether we are patient or we are impatient. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding and to really impersonate the true values of Islam, such as patience and perseverance. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was patient over all the troubles that he had received. He never cursed people who hurled stones at him. He never cursed those people who shot arrows at him. He never cursed those people who were unjust to him. But he rather gave them dua. He rather forgave them. Subhanallah. He rather chose to forgive and remain patient over calamities than to lose patience. And the lifestyle of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands as a testimony of us. If we are remain patient as his ummah, inshallah azza wa jalla, we can be proud of it, that we are emulating the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if we give up and give in to the temptation that is created by the shaitan, because shaitan makes every problem to become larger than life, and then he provokes you to go fight with this person. Go, how come he insulted you? You take it upon your ego. Shaitan adds more fuel to the fire. You know, if you got a cut, shaitan adds salt to that cut and then fuels your frustration even further for you to lose your patience. Whereas if we remember this Quranic command of Allah Azza wa Jal, wasbiru, observe patience, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will get out of this trickery of shaitan. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has displayed patience and forbearance during his entire life. And ma'azallah, the disbelievers caused pain and distress to him. They pelted stones at him. They lay thorns on his path, put filth on his blessed body, intimidated him, threatened him, exiled him, you know, cornered him in Shab-e Abi Talib, cut off from the rest of the community, socio-economic boycott, used foul language against him, conspired to kill him. But the master of the universe, alayhi salatu wasalam, never retaliated for himself. It was never for his personal gain. He not only observed patience himself, but he also taught his followers to observe patience at the time of troubles until the world will last. Subhanallah. There is a saying of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that comforts, that if someone suffers from misery, he should remember my sufferings in relation to his sufferings. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, that is the greatest of all miseries. If we think our problems are big, we should think of the troubles and the difficulties, the hardships that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to go through. And then, relatively, our miseries, our troubles would mean nothing. Whether the life is individual or collective, a household or social, the book of a life is incomplete without patience. Now, we need to observe the patience at all times, even if one faces troubles, worries, unreasonable opposition, grief. The best answer to all of these is patience. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us wealth of patience. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Islam and its comprehensive teachings provides us with moral and values that can transform any community, no matter how deeply evil is rooted in it. Forbearance and patience is a virtuous quality. On many occasions, we find something unpleasant about someone and vow to express our dislike. How do we dislike it and hold it in contempt? Behavior of this kind not only aggravates the problem, but it really puts us into trouble. Ask yourself, how many times have you faced unpleasant words from someone but unable to control yourself? You have reacted in the fit of anger instead of being patient. Some people have a match-like temperament, ready to flare up after a little friction. If, let's say, for example, in our family settings, if mother-in-law and daughter-in-laws, you know, they are the overseers of and the volunteers in the family, husbands and wives, if they adopt patience, many of their problems would simply vanish. If someone stopped, you know, this temptation and this frustration by adopting patience. And what happens if somebody stepped on your toes unknowingly? Instead of getting angry and saying to that person, are you blind? Can't you see? It could have been a simple mistake because he wasn't paying attention. Display patience and tolerance for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal and garner rewards in the hereafter. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَالْكَازِمِينَ الْغَيْزُ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And those who restrain anger and forgive people and the righteous people are the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, we need to, inshallah, observe this quality and virtue of patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, how many times it has happened to us that we are faced with challenges of life, but the examples of our pious predecessors, they stand right before us. Sayyidina Ayyub ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, the great Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, mentioned in the glorious Quran, his account is mentioned in the Quran, is from the lineage of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, and his mother is from the family of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam. Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with every type of blessings. And he alayhi salam was also blessed with beauty and abundance of offspring and wealth. Subhanallah, he wasn't short of anything. Then Allah Azza wa Jal put him into trials and difficulties. His offspring died by being buried under the collapsed house, and all his cattle, that included thousands of camels and goats, all his assets, they died. and all his crops and gardens were devastated to the extent that nothing was left over. When he, alayhi salam, would be given the news of all these things being destroyed, then he, alayhi salam, would glorify Allah Azza wa Jal and say, "What is mine? The one whom it belonged to has taken it away. I had it until he had given it to me. He has taken it away when he willed. One cannot thank him duly, and I am content upon his will." Subhanallah. Look at the striking patience and perseverance of Sayyidina Ayyub ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam when he was struck with calamities, with difficulties, with troubles. Allahu Akbar. And this was his response to these situations. Allahu Akbar. Similar thing as we do when we hear of a loved one, some in the family, passes away, and we say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Subhanallah, similar thing was said by Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, that the one whom it belonged to, he has taken it away. And we also belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, Allah. And I am content upon the will of Allah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Fuzail, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he, rahimahullah ta'ala, his son passed away. And when his son passed away, people saw him smiling. They said, "What has gotten into you that you are smiling when your son has passed away? What's the occasion that you are smiling?" He said, "I'm smiling because I'm pleased with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Sayyidina Ma'ruf Qarqi, same similar incident happened, and he didn't express sadness, and he said that, "I'm pleased with the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Allahu Akbar. After what happened to Sayyidina Ayyub ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wasalam, and after he lost everything, if that wasn't enough, he fell ill. He contracted some disease and blisters appeared on his blessed body, and it got covered with wounds. In such a state, everybody left him. However, his blessed wife, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, she did not leave him. She kept serving him, subhanallah. He, alayhi salam, remained in this state for many, many years. And finally, he, alayhi salam, supplicated in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that, "Oh my merciful Lord, indeed I have received calamity, and you are the most merciful out of all those who show mercy." Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal accepted Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam's dua. How his illness was removed, that Allah Azza wa Jal said to Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, "Strike your foot on the ground," and upon doing so, a spring of water emerged. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam was then commanded to perform bath and ghusl from that water. When he performed ghusl, then all diseases of the apparent body disappeared, subhanallah. Then he alayhi salam walked 40 steps, and he alayhi salam was commanded to strike the ground with his foot again. And he, alayhi salam, did so. Then another spring of water emerged, whose water was extremely cold by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. When he drank that water, it removed all of his inner illnesses, and his body blessed, subhanAllah, with great health. Allahu Akbar. The bestowal from Allah Azza wa Jal upon him was the shower of his mercy, and to advise worshippers so that through this parable, we become aware of the great reward for observing patience over trials and calamities. And we can earn great reward by observing patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyi lameen. Allah azza wa jal mentions this incident of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam in Surah Anbiya, verse number 83 to 84. And Allah azza wa jal states, "And remember, Ayyub, when he called his Lord, that distress has afflicted me. And you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. We therefore heard his prayer. So we removed his adversity that had afflicted him, and we gave him his family, and in addition, bestowed along with him more of a similar number of mercy from ourselves and advice for the people who worship." Subhanallah, subhanallah. It is stated on page number 181 and 182 of the book Ajaibul Quran. The English translation of it is available from the website of Dawat Islami and from Maktabatul Madina in the hard copy. And it is entitled Quranic Wonders, Subhanallah. It is mentioned in this book that a widespread misconception among people is that Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, ma'azallah, was suffering from leprosy. But we should remember that these tales are completely incorrect. And Sayyidina Ayyub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam or any other prophet of Allah azza wa jal has never been afflicted with the disease of leprosy. In this context, there is a unanimous rule that Anbiya alayhi salam stay protected from all those diseases that are publicly loathsome and detested. This is because it is the primary duty of the Anbiya alayhi salam to preach to people. And it is obvious that when people will detest and go afar from them due to such illnesses, then how can the obligatory task of preaching can be executed? Something to ponder about. Conclusively, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam never at all suffered from leprosy, but only mere blisters on his body, boils and pimples popped up on his blessed body, due to which he alayhi salam suffered troubles for many years, but he alayhi salam endured it with great patience and gratitude. Alhamdulillah. Similarly, this event has been mentioned in some books in this way, that during the illness, he alayhi salam was infected with worms which used to eat his blessed body. This is also not true, because worms in the apparent body causes hatred and disgust. Therefore, preachers and orators should not describe any such thing about the beloved Nabi Sayyidina Ayyub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, which people dislike and which is contrary to the rank of prophethood. Yes, this is the common myth that we need to really do away with, because this is not how we should remember the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the Anbiya of Allah azza wa jal. Spreading rumors about Anbiya Allah azza wa jal, it is really not something that we should be doing at all. If we are guilty of mentioning these things about Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam and such diseases like leprosy and the worms were breeding in his skin and so on and so forth, these are unauthentic narrations, and we should stay away from such statements. And those, if we hear somebody making these statements, then do a alhamdulillah infiradi koshish, individual efforts, and in privacy rectify that person in the best of manners. Subhanallah, don't embarrass the individual, but rather approach him with humility and humbleness, and rectify that person with the good intention, inshallah azza wa jal. We should now focus on the life of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam and how it serves as a testament of fortitude, of patience and perseverance in the face of difficulties. We just saw, witnessed that what severe trial Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam faced, but he alayhi salam persisted and observed patience and remained content upon the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, instead of wailing, mourning, complaining and whining about his problems and being impatient, ungrateful. Rather, he observes patience, alhamdulillah, he perseveres through all of these problems and he remains patient and grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. Due to the lack of knowledge, we don't find many people in our society possessing a madani mindset of observing patience. It seems as if every other person has fallen prey to being impatient in one way or the other. For example, due to the lack of Islamic knowledge, some people observe so much of impatience upon the death of their young child that they, ma'azallah, even end up uttering sentences of disbelief. Yes, and this is something that we can observe in the society. Dear viewers, we must never ever let the situation go out of hand so much that we resort to these measures. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. Ameen. Bijahin Nabihil Ameen. The pious predecessors, what they never went through, but upon in the face of each calamity, they would only praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would never, never, ever complain, utter even a word of complaint in the court of Allah azza wa jalla. We should also persevere, learn patience and perseverance. And inshallah azza wa jalla, go through all of these life's challenges by observing patience and remaining grateful servants of Allah azza wa jalla. Look at the life of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. How patient he was over all the hardships and difficulties. Allahu Akbar. There were times when he would go hungry without food for days on end. Allahu Akbar. And he would even pick the leaves and he would survive on dry leaves. But he would never utter a word of complaint. He would observe patience. Sometimes he would see the crumbs of bread and particles of food lying around on the floor. And when he would go and to pick up, then he would reluctantly withdraw his hand from picking up those pieces of food. And he would think to himself, there are other such brothers who might be also looking for the same food. So let me remain patient and let them have the food. Subhanallah. And this was the patience of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala in the face of difficulties. And when the calamities used to struck him, he never really used to really retaliate and have a negative attitude towards the problems and the difficulties that he was faced with, but he rather embraced them, subhanallah. And in the face of those negative situations, he still remained as a thankful servant of Allah azza wa jalla. Subhanallah, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islam, we are taught that if we are really going through some serious troubles, instead of complaining about it, say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah, we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are grateful to Allah azza wa jalla in every situation. And that shows us our perseverance and our gratitude in the court of Allah azza wa jalla in the face of difficulties, subhanallah. And this should be our attitude to deal with our problems. We should say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praises to Allah azza wa jalla in every situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us patient and grant us the divine opportunity and divine guidance to remain patient over calamities. Instead of, you know, uttering words of ungratefulness, we should rather mention things that express our gratitude in the court of Allah azza wa jal, even in the face of greatest of trials and difficulties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us among those humble and grateful servants. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, we have a beautiful kalam. Mere tum khab mein aao, mere ghar roshni hogi. Subhanallah. This kalam, the meaning of the kalam is, Ya Rasulullah, come to my dream and it will enlighten my home. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we make dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his love make home in our hearts and illuminates our hearts as well. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. So we will go and listen to the kalam, and after the kalam we shall be back and discuss our today's topic, which is virtues of patience. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, karam kijiye. Ya Habibullah, karam kijiye. Teri jab ke deed hogi, jab hi meri eid hogi. Mere مٹا
دیکھنا دم میں Christmas chala jao inayat ye badi hogi
agar wo chand se chehre ko chamkate hue aaye
agar wo chand se chehre ko chamkate hue aaye
ghamon ki shaam bhi subah hai bahara ban شام بھی صبح ہے بہارا بن گئی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی
دکھا دینا مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا
مجھے جلوہ دکھا دینا مجھے کلمہ پڑھا دینا
اجل جس وقت سر پر یا نبی میرے کھڑی اجل جس وقت سر پر یا نبی میرے کھڑی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ
میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے
میرے مرقد میں جب عطار وہ تشریف لائیں گے
لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی لبوں پر نعت شاہ انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی
میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی یا رسول اللہ کرم کیجیے یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجیے یا رسول اللہ کرم کیجیے یا حبیب اللہ کرم کیجیے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز سبحان اللہ میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی سبحان اللہ ونڈرفل کلام اینڈ اٹ از ریسائٹڈ بائی اور برادر حسنین عطاری حفظہ اللہ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی گرانٹ اس دیٹ بیم آف گائیڈنس فرام دی لائٹ آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹو ایلومینیٹ اور ہارٹس اینڈ ہومس آمین بجاہ النبی الامین کمنگ بیک ٹو آور ٹوڈیز ڈسکشن دیٹ از ورچوز آف پیشنس سبحان اللہ ان دس ریگارڈ دے آر مینی تھنگز دیٹ کین بی ڈسکسڈ لیٹس سے آور کامن آبزرویشن دیٹ یو نو پیپل ایٹ ٹائمس وی ہیو سین بیکم امپیشنٹ ان دے آپریشن یو نو وین سم تھنگ گوز رانگ اور سم تھنگ ڈزنٹ گو اکارڈنگ ٹو پلان then we become impatient. Why? I did everything right. Why it's going wrong? This is life and life happens. Nothing is really in our control. But if something goes wrong, then still we are advised to observe patience. If we fall ill, we become impatient that, you know, it had to happen to me. I'm sick for so long and this and that. There's always a wisdom. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicts us with a calamity, and there's a wisdom in it, and we need to understand that. We may not know what is it. Perhaps it could have saved us from a greater illness, from a greater disease. Allahu Akbar. Some diseases, they act as a barrier to other bigger diseases. Yes, and medical science has proven it. Subhanallah. And there are some diseases which when the awliya Allah, when they were afflicted by these diseases, they used to actually fall into sajda to make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal that, Ya Allah, you have given me this ailment. Let's say, for example, headache. This is an illness, an ailment. We can't really call it an illness. Headache is really common. And the awliya Allah, one wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once he was affected with the headache, and he straight away, he fell into sajda and made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was really grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for giving him that illness. Allahu Akbar. When the trouble comes, we must learn to rather embrace it, inshallah Azza wa Jal, instead of complaining about it, because complaining doesn't get rid of that trouble or problem. The problem still remains there, staring back at you. So what is the use crying, whining, complaining about it? Embracing it, looking for a way out, a solution, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We sometimes become impatient when we lose something. Let's say, for example, if we have lost the expensive item, the expensive watch that you had, and you become impatient, where is it? You turn the whole house upside down, looking for it, troubling everyone. You know, if some family members were sleeping, you wake them up. You know, I can't find this thing here. Come, let's go look for it. Now the whole house, instead of doing whatever they should be doing, they are busy looking for the item you have lost. And that item may not even be at home. Yes. And this is how the peace of everyone gets disrupted. Just because you can't be patient about it. Go look for it. But don't be impatient and bring in a chaos because of something that you have lost. People become impatient. We become impatient when we have an electrical failure, when the electricity runs out. And then we are all going berserk in the state. That, no, I don't have electricity. You know, how am I going to survive? No fan, no air conditioning. I mean, people have survived without electricity. I mean, electricity is only here for a few hundred years. And then before that, there was no electricity. For thousands of years, people have survived without electricity. So we can do as well. But we become impatient as if, you know, it's the end of the world. We become impatient due to water supply being stopped. Let's say, for example, you had load shedding when it comes to electricity because and the grids are not supportive. So they channel the electricity by areas. Some areas they will give electricity to and some areas they will cut off. So they can, you know, at certain intervals provide different communities with the electrical needs. And same goes with the water supply. Reservoir is not full. So in order to keep the steady supply of water running, they sometimes stop the water during the day when people have gone to work and open the reservoir during the night when people are back at home when they need the water. And sometimes after, let's say, 10, 11 o'clock when people have gone to bed, sometimes they stop the water supply because after that, hardly anybody uses water. And before Fajr time, they open the water supply again so people can bath and go to their business. So alhamdulillah, in these cases, if the water supply is stopped, we shouldn't be now all, you know, be in chaos and all worried as if the life has come to an end. But rather, this is part of our life. If there's no water, then sometimes we are forced to go and buy bottled water for drinking And we then go and fill water from wherever there is a borehole available in the community. And this is just part of life. There are certain regions in the world, let's say Ethiopia and, you know, regions in the world where there is desert land. In those lands, water is so scarce that people, they carry water for miles on their shoulders, on their heads, in clay pots, in whatever containers that they have. And in this way, they fulfill the water crisis in these areas and regions of the world. So if we think our problems are big, then we should think of that. Allahu Akbar. We become impatient if there are, let's say, in a business, if we have less customers. Last month, the sales were, let's say, for example, about 100,000 sales we made in the last month. And this month, we have only made, let's say, for example, 80,000. And then we become impatient. Oh, I'm losing customers. No, my sales are not going up, and so on. And then you'll be all worried, and you go in a state of frenzy because of you losing customers. By losing customers, you some people start to lose their senses. And this shouldn't be happening, because the one who provides us with sustenance, it is Allah Azza wa Jalla. Instead of going berserk over situations like this, we should rather deploy a strategy. Yes. Change your strategy to invite more and more customers to your business, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, and you will see a positive outcome, instead of being impatient and stop trying anything. Now, another thing we see, that we become very, very impatient when, let's say, for example, if there is a slight delay in our salaries, right? If the salaries are delayed, we know very well that inshallah the salaries will come. It's just that there's some financial troubles. The company may be trying to raise funds or waiting for the funds to be available. If there's no funds, then how the fund is going to be transferred in your account to begin with? So sometimes we need to be understanding and be patient over these matters as well. Sometimes we may be in a traffic jam. Now, because of us being frustrated and being impatient, the traffic is not going to move itself until whatever obstacles is there, it clears up, and then the vehicles, they'll start moving. Sometimes there can be a traffic jam for a couple hours, gridlock situation. And in this stage, instead of being frustrated, we should, inshallah, azza wa jal, be patient and know fully well that, you know what, this is a problem, it happened, the car can't fly really. So I have not much of a choice. So when you don't have much choice, then we need to surrender to the situation, and inshallah, azza wa jal, wait for the traffic to clear and then make our way there. So these are some of the ways that we can overcome frustration of being impatient in different situations of life. Life happens to all of us. It is only how we deal with it, that's where our resolution lies. Problems happens to everyone. Nobody can say that I never had a problem in my life, or I never had any difficulty in my life. We all have difficulties. We all have our own troubles. We all have our own battles to deal with. How we deal with it, and that's where the crux of the matter is. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to be patience and be perseverant in the face of difficulties. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyil Amin. Dear viewers, we have a wonderful piece of nasiha. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When you finish a long, tiring day, maybe at school, madrasa, jami'a, or your work, then what does your body need? What does your mind need? Rest in the form of sleep. And sleep is a great bounty of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Ask that person who suffers from insomnia and cannot fall off to sleep or cannot get sufficient sleep. Ask them. Because if a person does not get sufficient sleep, they cannot function properly. Their mental state is in disarray. Yes. We are taught that to sleep at certain times affects one's intellect, one's intelligence and memory. Take for example, it is not a good idea to sleep after Asr or between Maghrib and Isha. One should try to sleep soon after Isha Salah so that they get sufficient amount of rest. Your body and your mind. And this is for your physical health and your mental health as well. When you're going to sleep, then before sleeping, make sure you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, dust your bed 3 times. Try to stop any light from entering into the room as this can affect one's sleep. If you need to get block out or black out curtains that keep the light out, make sure you do not eat a stomach full and then go to sleep. This is very unhealthy. Try to not use your phone at least 30 minutes or 1 hour before going to sleep, especially children, because the blue light that is emitted from the screens actually has a negative effect on the release of melatonin, which is a sleep-inducing hormone. For those who are suffering from insomnia, then contact our Ruhani Ilaj Spiritual Cures Department for the necessary litanies, wada'if and ilaj treatments as well. So yes, we need sufficient sleep. Instead of wasting away 2-3 hours at night on social media, on the little clips that are there for entertainment purposes, rather reserve some of those times and add it to your rest. Because if a person doesn't get sufficient rest, we know what the consequences are. They cannot function properly. Whilst getting sufficient sleep is necessary for our proper functioning, sleeping excessively is also unhealthy and unwise as well. Think about it. If you lived to 60 years and if you slept for 8 hours in a day, you have 24 hours in the day, meaning 1/3 of the day you reserved for sleeping, then after 60 years, 20 years of your life you would have been sleeping. Yes, there are some people that need the 8 hours. Others may need less, 7, 6, 5 hours, depending on your internal clock. So get sufficient sleep. And don't forget, before sleeping, to recite the necessary du'as, wada'if, ayatul kursi, suratul fatiha, and conclude with suratul kafirun. As Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala Ali advises, that a person who is habitual with the recitation of suratul kafirun at the very end of all the other litanies and wada'if when they're going to sleep, insha'Allah ta'ala will die with iman. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us a good end, a shaheed maut in Medina Tayyiba, burial in Jannatul Baqi, an entry without accountability into Jannatul Firdaus in the closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Welcome back to your viewers, subhanallah. Once again, you're welcome to our program, Dimensions of Islamic Life. We were discussing virtues of patience. And alhamdulillah, in this regard, let's say sometimes we come across a situation in life where you are driving and you have a punctured tire. What do you do? Do you lose your mind over it or look for a way, a solution for it? If you have spare tires, well, you should be prepared and have spare tires before you take off. So that's where we do pre-trip inspections. And this is now rule of the thumb that you always have a spare tire. But since in case if you don't have, then what do you do in this situation? You have some handy numbers on hand where you can call the authorities, police, to keep you safe in the meantime, where the insurance people, they give you a vehicle. Let's say, for example, the tow truck comes and the tows the vehicles to a safe place. And instead of, you know, losing your mind over it, look for a solution, a way out, who you can contact, what you can do in that time, because you are really stranded. So these are some of the situations we find ourselves where losing patience in these times makes the situation worse only. And let's say, for example, if the weather, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold. And when the summer is at its peak and we are found saying that, you know, hey, I can't wait for this summer to be over. You know, I can't wait for the winter to come. And winter comes, I can't wait for the summer to come. So there's always going to be impatience over certain things. We can't always have our way. Life happens to all of us. And inshallah, we should learn to deal with our problems with a positive mindset. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Until next time, dear viewers, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.